have I got a story for you. You like action, suspense, thrills? How about hairpin twists? Unforgettable characters? We've got them all. Or maybe you like stories about sports or business or heartwarming friendships. Check, check, and check. But if what you really love is a good adventure, well, then you're reading the right book. This is a story about how three of the unlikeliest partners you'll ever meet, a shy Ivy League lacrosse star, the son of a famous TV evangelist, and me, the Body by Jake guy, decided to chase a crazy dream and wound up on the most remarkable journey of our lives. It's about how we broke all the rules and beat all the odds and never gave up, even when the walls were crashing down around us. It's about the incredible things that can happen when you take a shot. So buckle up, because you're in for the ride of your life. And wear something waterproof, because this adventure begins with a Category 3 hurricane. The winds are howling at 50 miles per hour. The rain is pouring down like an open faucet. Big trees are bending sideways like twigs. Any sane person has long since boarded up their windows and battened down the hatches. Hurricane Irene is pounding the eastern seaboard like a heavyweight boxer. And what are we doing? We're outside playing lacrosse. We're in Annapolis, Maryland, and it's championship weekend for Major League Lacrosse. MLL, a professional outdoor lacrosse league that is currently wrapping up its 11th season, something nobody believed would ever happen, is about to hold a playoff game that will lead to the crowning of the league's 2011 champion. For days before these games, ticket sales were brisk, the media buzz was growing, and interest in the league was at an all-time high. It looked like nothing short of an act of God could stop us now. Then Irene showed up. We started hearing news reports about a massive storm building strength and barreling up the East Coast. If you looked at a weather map of the United States, you saw a huge, swirling ball of wind and rain that looked like a giant Pac-Man about to devour 10 states, including Maryland. The Baltimore Orioles canceled the doubleheader with the New York Yankees, and even the President of the United States warned the nation about an extremely dangerous weather event heading our way. Then, the mayor of Annapolis declared a full-blown state of emergency. That's right, the mayor of the town where we were playing our games basically told people they'd be nuts to leave their homes. So what did we do? We said, let's play some lacrosse. Now, don't get me wrong. We didn't just recklessly decide to stage our championship weekend in the middle of a hurricane. We sat down and had a serious talk about our options. Look, we're not the NFL. Not yet, anyway. And we didn't have the luxury of moving games from one day to the next. If we didn't play today, we couldn't guarantee the availability of the stadium or even the players. If we postponed the games, we might have to cancel them altogether. We ran the risk of having a permanent asterisk in our record books. We could end up a league without a champion in 2011. At the same time, we obviously didn't want to endanger anyone. But the weather radar didn't show any lightning, and that's what worried us the most. After all, we couldn't have our players running around with titanium sticks acting like human lightning rods. But fierce rain and ferocious winds? We felt we could handle those. In other words, if you think a little hurricane was going to stop us, you don't know Jake. Fortunately, Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium was privately owned and couldn't be shut down by city officials. ESPN2, the sports network providing TV coverage of the games, told us that if we stuck it out, they would too. Our players, not surprisingly, were ready to roll. The rest of the eastern seaboard was boarding up and burrowing in, but for Major League Lacrosse, it was showtime. An hour before the playoff game, the winds and rain really picked up. The new synthetic turf at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium got so saturated that our players looked like guys jogging through a flooded basement. Our longtime MLL announcers, Joe Bettinati and Quint Kesnick, told our audience that there were columns of rain coming down in what amounted to car wash conditions. They weren't exaggerating. I sat in a suite along with my wife Tracy and my three sons and MLL Commissioner Dave Gross, wondering if we'd soon see Dorothy's house fly by. But then something amazing happened. The guys started playing awesome lacrosse. Right in the middle of this hellacious storm, we watched the greatest lacrosse players in the world do what they do best. The Hamilton Nationals and the Denver Outlaws were putting on a big-time show. Great passes, incredible goals, nonstop action. The few hundred diehard fans, wrapped in yellow slickers and clutching inverted umbrellas, got to witness some of the best lacrosse I've ever seen.